The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of March, 2019. All the best technology news we're going to get you caught up on right now coming your way, like it always does, in about 5 minutes. Fitbit has entered the budget zone. Well, kind of. Yep, get ready for the Versa Lite. That is Fitbit's new $160, basically stripped-down version of its entry-level smartwatch. And of course, like any budget watch, this one comes in fun colors. And they're funky, too. You got things like purple and blue. Purple, yeah, that's funky. Blue, yeah, let's see. Funny enough, though, it doesn't look smaller or thinner than the original Versa. And it's running the same OS, which, of course, is Fitbit OS. Now, with the budget watch, you're going to get sleep and exercise trackers. But you're not going to get Wi-Fi, NFC, music playback, or swim laps, or that kind of stuff. Also, since of course you can't be listening to the music, those volume buttons, yeah, they're gone. Basically, the Versa Lite is just for people out there that are serious about exercising. Usually the first part of the year, and then it kind of goes away. So Fitbit might be a little bit late to the party with this one. Maybe things will pick up next January. Well, we all know about AirPlay coming to Samsung and, of course, LG smart televisions. So you're probably thinking, wow, there's some new LGs coming out here really soon that were introduced at CES. Those should have AirPlay on board, right? No. Yes, announced yesterday, LG will start shipping out their new premium line of televisions that was all unveiled at CES earlier this year. And these will be starting to pop up in South Korea, of course, and the USA. Apparently, Europe is coming pretty soon. The thing about these new TVs, though, even though they said, hey, look at HomeKit and AirPlay on them, not out of the box, no. They won't ship with AirPlay 2 and HomeKit. You'll have to wait for an update that's coming sometime mid-year. That's pretty damn vague, isn't it? Of course, it's not the only thing you're going to have to update mid-year. If you want to enable Amazon Alexa support, well, that's also going to be in a future update. But hey, Google Assistant, yep, it's already there. Kind of sounds like LG was just in a hurry to get these damn things out of the factory, weren't they?
Hey, go ahead and ship it. We can push all that software crap out later.
And finally, what to do when you've got 21 smartphones just laying around? Well, if you're Kia, you make a dashboard out of it. Yes, at a recent motor show, Kia thought they'd be a little bit on the funny side. Now, yes, this is an Imagine concept car, so you can only imagine what 21 smartphones around a dashboard would look like. Yeah, like complete freaking chaos. Yep, the cell phones start at one side of the dash, there on the driver's side, the left side goes all the way over to the right side of the dash. But no, the passenger, no, they don't get any of this glory. Now, technically, these are just all LCD screens. And yes, you heard me correctly, they're LCD, not LED. So Kia is definitely doing stuff on the cheap side here. As far as what you're going to see on your dash, well, you're going to get the time and temperature. Yep, just like you would on a cell phone. Directly in front of you, you'll have, of course, your speedometer, your engine temperature, how much oil you got, you know, they kind of pop up around on each little screen. The ones that aren't in use, well, it's just going to be a nice little blue color pattern. Wow. In fact, from what we can tell, only about 4 or 5 actually have any information on them. The rest is just all for aesthetics. The Kia logo is also changed too, looking a bit more like something out of Tron. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not going to be seeing this car anytime soon. Someone needs to tell Kia, yeah, they make LED screens that are actually foldable now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Why don't you get on over there and check it out right now? Check out our subscription section. We're officially boycotting Patreon. Yep, Patreon doesn't want to give all that money you donated to the British Tech Network. Yeah, they don't want to give it to us. So go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Help out the news show and the entire British Tech Network today. And tell Patreon to go off. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech, and our BTN community, the place to check us out, and the funnest one, too. You can do it by going to britishtech.slack.com. Join our community today. The new show will be back at your way on Friday. Yes, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you're having a wonderful Thursday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.